Prologue of Trent's Last Case. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Katie Gibney, Arkansas, December 2007. Trent's Last Case by E.C. Bentley. Prologue. So shall you hear of accidental judgments, casual slaughters, of deaths put on by cunning and forced cause, and, in this upshot, purposes mistook fallen on the inventors' heads. Hamlet. To Gilbert Keith Chesterton. My dear Gilbert, I dedicate this story to you. First, because the only really noble motive I had in writing it was the hope that you would enjoy it. Second, because I owe you a book in return for The Man Who Was Thursday. Third, because I said I would when I unfolded the plan of it to you, surrounded by Frenchmen, 2 years ago. Fourth, because I remember the past. I have been thinking again today of those astonishing times when neither of us ever looked at a newspaper, when we were purely happy in the boundless consumption of paper, pencils, tea, and our elders' patience, when we embraced the most severe literature, and ourselves produced such light reading as was necessary, when, in the words of Canada's poet, we studied the works of nature, also those little frogs, when, in short, we were extremely young. For the sake of that age, I offer you this book. Yours always, E.C. Bentley. Prologue. Between what matters and what seems to matter, how should the world we know judge wisely? When the scheming, indomitable brain of Sigsbe Manderson was scattered by a shot from an unknown hand, that world lost nothing worth a single tear. It gained something memorable in a harsh reminder of the vanity of such wealth as this dead man had piled up, without making one loyal friend to mourn him, without doing an act that could help his memory to the least honor. But when the news of his end came, it seemed to those living in the great vortices of business as if the earth, too, shuddered under a blow. In all the lurid commercial history of this country, there had been no figure that had so imposed itself upon the minds of the trading world. He had a niche apart in its temples. Financial giants, strong to direct and augment the forces of capital, and taking an approved toll in millions for so doing, had existed before. But in the case...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?